Ashley Dolan, an Australian sailor serving aboard an Australian Navy frigate, has died in Mumbai while on a port visit to the Indian city. HMAS Toowoomba was on its way home from the Middle East. The Defence Department says circumstances surrounding the death are under investigation. The frigate was on a five-day goodwill visit to the city. Federal Treasurer Wayne Swan has warned of a global fallout if European nations fail to come up with a comprehensive plan to deal with their debt crisis. His comments come after Eurozone leaders failed to reach an agreement on how to resolve the European debt crisis following talks in Brussels. The major sticking point is how to bolster the European Union's emergency fund in case Italy or Spain, the Eurozone's third and fourth biggest economies, are dragged into the crisis. And some Eurozone leaders are sceptical of a plan to ask China and other emerging powers to help them out of the debt crisis. Mr. Swan has told the ABC European nations have been mucking around with the issue for 18 months.
We do need to see a comprehensive set of plans, and if we don't see those, we will see a protracted recession in Europe and the obvious implications of that for the rest of the global economy. So the stakes are very high here.
The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner, Mick Gooda, has called for a fresh approach to policing to help combat the overrepresentation of Aboriginal youth in the juvenile justice system. His comments come after the release of a new report from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare on the juvenile justice system. The report found Indigenous youth make up around 49% of Australian youth in juvenile detention, despite only making up 5% of the total youth population. Commissioner Gooda says the report highlights a broader problem that many Indigenous Australians face in the criminal justice system.
Things like over-policing, things like, you know, I point out all the time, people like Mr. Ward being transported from 450 kilometres to face a charge of drink driving, an offence that you and I would probably be out in half an hour or an hour in a city like Sydney or where I am at the moment, can. Looking at those sort of things is really important.
The Philippines has asked for Australian help in addressing its high drowning rates. Surf Life Saving Australia has sent a group of lifeguards to the archipelago to train locals to teach water safety skills. The International Development Manager, Norm Farmer, says thousands of people drown in the Philippines each year because people have never learnt basic water safety. Mr. Farmer says Australian lifesavers have been running similar programs overseas since the 1930s in countries including Sri Lanka, Japan, South Africa, Great Britain and Taiwan.
Over the years, surf lifesaving has been established in those countries and is now sustainable and saving many tens of thousands of lives every year.
A renovated monument honouring the 17,000 Australian Defence personnel who served during the Korean War has been dedicated in a ceremony in Busan in South Korea. The monument, constructed in 1998, cost $75,000 to restore. Veterans Affairs Minister Warren Snowden, who accompanied a group of veterans at today's ceremony, says the Korean conflict is often referred to as the Forgotten War. The Australian government is currently in talks with North and South Korea governments to find those missing in action and to have them properly honoured. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.